From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rebel commanders and opposition politicians say the ceasefire in Syria is on the verge of collapse. They say they are bracing for a government offensive in the city of Aleppo. Activists opposed to the regime of President Bashar al-Assad say they have recorded at least 66 breaches of the truce by the Assad regime and Russian forces over the past 48 hours. They say nearly 100 people were killed in recent airstrikes. The government and the anti-Assad rebels blame each other for the breaches. Foreign ministers from the Group of Seven Nations concluded a meeting in Japan Monday. They issued a joint statement on the ongoing territorial disputes in the South China Sea. They called on all states to pursue a peaceful settlement of the disputes. A Taliban suicide bomber Monday struck a bus filled with army recruits in eastern Afghanistan. Officials say the blast killed at least 12 people, wounded 38. The violence happened near Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. One of the biggest U.S. investment banks, Goldman Sachs, agreed Monday to pay the government $5 billion in penalties for selling financially questionable mortgage-backed securities leading up to the country's financial crisis in 2008. The company admitted it did not share with investors certain troubling information about the loans. A ceasefire in Yemen that took effect Monday is generally holding, despite what a United Nations spokesman calls pockets of violence. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and a Saudi-led Arab coalition trying to drive them out agreed on a truce ahead of another round of UN-sponsored peace talks set for next week in Kuwait. Much of Monday's fighting was reported in the city of Taiz, with one report saying one person was killed and five wounded. This is VOA News. Tensions remain high on the Idomeni border crossing a day after Macedonian police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of migrants as they tried to break through a border fence on the Greek side. Adrian Edwards is a United Nations spokesman.
Violence of any kind is inexcusable. We really do regret having seen this happening once again on a European border involving refugees and people fleeing war.
Dozens of migrants continued to gather on the Greek side of the fence Monday, but no violence was reported. Principal Deputy Anne Schuchat of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the Zika virus is, in her words, a bit scarier than we first thought. Schuchat appeared Monday with Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, at the White House.
And most of what we're learning is not reassuring. We have learned that the virus is linked to a broader set of complications in pregnancy, not just the microcephaly, but also prematurity, blind eye problems, and some other conditions.
Officials say the more researchers learn about Zika, the more concerned they are about the neurological effects and long-term complications from the virus. A Brazilian congressional committee Monday recommended that President Dilma Rousseff face impeachment for alleged corruption. The panel voted 38-27 in favor of a motion that will now be sent to the lower house. A two-thirds majority there is needed for a trial in the Senate. The lower house is expected to vote within a week. Political observers are saying the outcome is too close to call. Police have arrested more than 400 protesters who were demonstrating by the U.S. Capitol in Washington against the role of money in politics. U.S. Capitol Police said the demonstrators are being processed using mass arrest procedures. U.S. CIA Director John Brennan says his agency would not engage in the waterboarding of suspects, even if a future president orders it. Following the 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S., the CIA used a program of harsh interrogations aimed at forcing terrorist suspects to give up information. President Barack Obama banned the techniques when he took office in 2009, saying many of them amounted to torture. Mr. Obama says the worst mistake of his presidency was failing to prepare for the aftermath of the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. He said his biggest accomplishment was saving the economy from a Great Depression in 2008 and 2009. And he said the best day of his presidency was in 2010 when Congress passed his national health care reforms. Mr. Obama reflected on the highs and lows of his two terms in the White House in an interview with Fox News. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.